Hello, everyone. Welcome to this next edition of From the Hip. This is the birthday podcast. Today is my birthday. Woo! Don't ask how old I am. Okay, you asking? I know you want to know. I'm going to tell you.
How old?
I'm old enough to know better.
Okay.
That's valid.
And I'm young enough not to care.
But really, happy birthday.
Thank you. See, they're so sweet. So today, I don't know if you recognize the sultry tones of Mr. CJ Holmes. He's back with me today. I know you got to remember from last time. I told you I was going to have my peeps in here, and I got Chelsea Watkins with me, too.
I am back. I feel special. It's okay.
You should, because I don't let non-special people get on this microphone.
You see?
I don't.
We see each other.
I know. It's against all sorts of rules. So, y'all, we are hype. Y'all don't even understand how much we love this television show that we're about to talk to you about. I mean, we're going to present it to some of you. And some of you, unfortunately, we're going to have to introduce it to you because you're not watching it like you should. Because the ratings are good, but they're not as good as I need them to be because I need at least four more seasons. I'm talking about Black Lightning.
Y'all better wake up.
Oh, look at, see, don't get shocked. Now, Chelsea loves this show.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
See, yes.
It's just,
tell us.
It's just, though, I think I appreciate it because it's rooted in, like, reality of now.
Yes.
Like, when I'm watching them, like, these things are happening right now. Like, they had the Confederate episode where mm-hmm. she was going on doing that kind of stuff. And I always compare it to, like, Luke Cage, which is not really rooted in, like, super reality.
Right.
Some of it's kind of off. Like, I don't think this would actually happen, but...
Well, it's rooted in super reality,
yeah.
But not reality.
Right. So it's, like, it's kind of like, when I watch Black Lightning, I'm like... It would be cool. This is like seeing if we actually had like a superhero like in today's time.
Right.
In
because
our world.
Even the family unit on the show is very believable. Mm-hmm. Like they could live down the street.
Right.
You know? And this is how, gosh, this is how you wish parents would be with their kids. And they're not together, but they're still
right.
raising these beautiful daughters and they're still yeah. a unit doing it. Man, that suit though.
It's... I cannot get over that people cannot recognize this man in his beard with the eye. His daughter. I'm like, y'all, like, I don't get it.
It's not even that. I was watching an episode earlier today, and he's on the phone with the police chief. I'm like, how can you not tell? You was just talking to dude face to face. How can you not tell? Like,
but he somehow, they haven't explained any of this. Somehow, they... I think he's modulating his voice, kind of like the thing
yeah.
that
yeah.
Batman uses.
Well, I know that, but still.
I know, but still, it's like you've known this dude your entire life, but you don't understand that that's him calling you.
Yeah.
You know, in the back of your head, you got the dude has to be saying, man, that sounds just like Jefferson.
You see.
But it's kind of like, you know, okay, remember in one of the Superman movies when Henry Cavill first took over or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Lois's husband, boyfriend, whatever he was, it's like, I think that's Clark. But it was so far out of the realm of possibility of
yeah.
for everyone because they knew Clark is this bumbling dude that they couldn't see it. They couldn't see the forest for the trees. So I'm thinking maybe Black Lightning is the same thing, but the facial hair.
That beard is immaculate, okay? And so I just don't see how they're like, oh, that's my principal. Oh, that's my dad.
Y'all know what's hard for me? Yeah, what's hard for me is... That scooter from Living Single.
Yes. That's like better.
That right. But that's what's hard for me. It's because I did not like him as Scooter. And now he's...
Ow.
Okay.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Black Lightning is a new show on the CW, comic book based, that has taken a character from DC Comics by the name of Black Lightning. And they've brought him to the Arrowverse. Although he's not really with the Arrowverse. He's just a Greg Berlanti produced show who... Man, it's something I never thought I would see on the CW.
Right.
I mean, really, just, I mean, too brown, too down. Just
it's very brown.
Yeah, it's very brown. So, you know, not that that should make you shy away from it, right? Nobody,
right.
Everybody can find something in the show. There are people that you can identify with.
You know, I don't want to get into spoilers too soon, but, you know. The show's starting to get away from the streets and it's starting mm-hmm. to like expand to like the broader superhero mythology of what's going on, you know, with
yeah.
the secondary villains coming in finally. So,
right.
I mean, if people weren't watching before, then
now's a great time.
Now's
to
a
just,
great time to pick up.
To pick up. I mean, and it shows its hand really early. Like the episodes just started taking off.
Right.
And I mean, it's good TV. It's not just good for a superhero show. Yeah. This is good TV. Like, I would recommend this in the same breath with This Is Us. Somebody says, hey, what do you suggest I watch? I'm just getting back into TV. And it would be in the top five, I think, of what I would recommend to someone.
Right.
I think, maybe. I mean, what else are we watching?
I'm waiting for my HBO shows to come back, if we're being honest.
Are we watching anything as obsessively as we watch Black Lightning, though?
Well, I religiously watch The Flash, but I'm just a huge Flash fan.
I like The Flash. I do. I like The Flash, and I like Supergirl because they're bright and happy. These are characters who like their superpowers.
Right.
You know, they like the fact they have them. They love being able to use them to save people. And they do everything with a smile on their face, even when the world is ending.
Yeah.
And so I like that about it. Sometimes I think that we're too busy trying to make everybody into an anti-hero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to make everybody dark. Like, Green Arrow's costume is not the bright green you're used to.
You have failed this city.
That's exactly it. It's this dark forest green, and he's always like shooting an arrow in somebody's heart instead of at a target. Or, I mean, where's the boxing glove arrow?
Right.
I mean, really, just have some fun. And Black Lightning, I think that awful suit is their attempt at showing some humor. That's the only pass I can give them for that, too. Because I'm going to tell y'all, I was watching Tron the other night, and they all look like Black Lightning.
Yeah, my man's going to need an upgrade by season two.
Oh, my God.
Because that's one thing that's cool that The Flash does. Every season, he's got a new suit. Yeah. So I'm hoping they do the same thing.
Maybe because it's season one. They're just like.
But they've upgraded his suit like four times in this season already.
Wow.
and he's a visual upgrade, not just features, you know?
Right. He just needs, you know, okay, so you added some Kevlar and you added some, you know, visual things. What you need to do is take those bright lightning bolts off his chest.
It's just very clunky.
Girl, he looks like a sign in Vegas. I mean, come on now. But yeah. The show, okay, let's talk about spoiler alerts. We're going to do it now. The daughters.
Yes. Okay, this is my question.
Uh-huh.
Do you think they introduced his youngest daughter having a power too soon?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I would have waited. I would have waited just a little bit longer because it's kind of like too much at once. It's like, okay, now she has powers.
I kind of felt like how she felt.
Does the dog have powers now too?
But isn't every episode a little too much?
Yeah. I mean,
there's only been one episode where I was like, well, nothing happened. There was like one episode like that, and the rest of them, it's like every few minutes I'm like, oh damn,
I just would have saved it for like the end of the season, because what, this is only gonna run like 10 episodes, right?
Yeah,
in this season. So I would have saved it for the season finale just to give like people something to look
and
forward
like
to
the
next
end.
Season
I think part of the problem that is they put too much information out. Everyone knew up front that the girls were going to be Thunder and Lightning.
Okay.
It was just all about when is it going to happen. So what happens when you tell everybody before a show even starts what some of the key plot points are, you got to go ahead and get them out of the way. Yeah. Like, I hate to even bring this up, but I'm gonna, because I wrote a story about it. Roseanne is coming back next week on the 27th. So, you know, in the final season of Roseanne, he died, right? I put up my quote marks, y'all, in the air. He died. Well, I saw the first three episodes, and because they've told everybody Dan Connor is coming back, that John Goodman is coming back, you know, in every episode, they've got to speak to that death very early on, and they do. It's like in the first 30 seconds of the show, they just deal with it.
Because if they don't, it doesn't make sense.
Right, and so that's part of the reason that I think that if you didn't know, then it seems like they did it too quickly. But if you did know, like a lot of people that are kind of new to it did, anybody who's doing any research did, then it's like, when are they going to do this?
So here's my question. You know, as a parent, like, what would you do, you know, if you found out that your son or daughter had powers, you know, would you want them to use that to change the world? Or, you know, the parent in you, would you want them to keep them as far away from that kind of violence as possible?
Does the parent also have powers, or are they like not?
Let's just say the parent doesn't have powers in this situation.
That was a Marvel character of a while back. She had a fro. I don't know why I can't remember her name, but she her mother actually used to. This is what I would do.
Was it Misty?
No, not Misty Knight. But her mother, I'm going to remember, she was actually a leader of the Avengers at one point. But she, her mother would intercept the messages from the Avengers because she was afraid for her daughter's well-being. Now, that's a hard question you pose, because I myself am mother to a superpowered little girl. And I kind of want her to help people.
Yeah.
But I also want her to be safe, you know? And I'm just talking about my little girl is a superpower mind, kind of weird. She loves people way too much. That's her superpower. And, you know, I'm afraid sometimes that could lead to more hurt for her than help for the world. And I think the same thing that if she woke up tomorrow and she could fly, I'd be like, oh, we're getting to Georgia quicker now, you know?
Right.
But I sure wouldn't be thinking about sending her flying in to save somebody else. I just wouldn't. I would want to do it. I want to think that I would be that person, but I don't know if I could be that person. Yeah. Hmm. I want my children to be safe, because, I mean, the mama on Black Lightning's going to be a drunk before it's all over.
I don't think she's going to survive season one.
I don't think so either.
Somebody got to go.
Doesn't it look like she? And it looks like she looks like the one, and I think they foreshadowed it when they had the people come in and tie her to the, and then Thunder kind of saved her. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh,
she's going to be the one
she might be gone. Yeah.
She's going to get hit with the Gwen Stacy, man.
What, crack?
Exactly.
Her neck's gonna crack.
It's gonna be so tragic.
We're gonna be crying for days.
It's gonna be ironic too. She's gonna get electrocuted.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yep. And they're gonna be hunting him for her murder. You know, I'm just telling
you. They just quick to throw my man under the bus, man. A couple people show up fried, and all of a sudden,
right,
Black Lightning's fault. Like,
but I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna miss Jill Scott as an evil lady.
She was so good.
Yeah,
wasn't she good?
I wasn't expecting her to get killed off so soon.
Me.
Spoiler alert, yeah. Sorry guys. But
yeah,
he said spoiler alert after.
Right, she got killed off. My bad.
So, I'm watching Black Lightning. I discovered this show on Netflix because I was like, you know, Netflix is always like, since you watch this. And so I discovered this Japanese show called Strong Girl.
Strong Girl. That's very
basic.
Straight
basic.
To the point.
To the point. Yeah. And she just has super strength, and they don't tell you why or how.
Okay.
She just looks around a little bit, and then she picks up a bus.
Okay.
I mean, she just does things like that.
Is this animated or live action?
It's live action.
Huh. I need to see this.
Is it
what's
good?
What's the budget?
That's the thing. The budget is not there. So it's pretty dang awesome, and it's glorious in how bad it is, which makes it really good. So I would just, yes, find it. Watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm interested in the one that Netflix is coming out with the woman that's raising her son, who's a superhero with all these different powers, raising something.
I'm trying to figure out if I saw a preview for that or not.
It's been flying around, you know, Black Twitter for a minute.
I know everybody's talking about Infinity War, but I'm just waiting on Incredibles 2.
Truly and honestly.
I've been waiting years for this.
Truly and honestly. I'm being there with the little kids.
I feel how Killmonger felt.
I know.
I'm just mad they really haven't aged, though.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Well, I mean, Wolverine, it took him forever to age because he had the healing ability, and Deadpool is going to be in the same boat, you know.
Y'all see the trailer for Deadpool 2?
Yes.
The
did you
trailer?
See the new trailer? I did. I saw it. It's awesome, right?
I can't recall who directs those movies off the top of my head, but he's great.
X-Force. I almost fell out of my chair. I've always loved X-Force, and Terry Crews is in the movie.
Uh-huh.
Really? Okay, I need to watch.
And they went straight forward too. You know, I thought they're gonna wait till like Deadpool 3 to drop X-Force.
Me too.
You said X-Force. I was like, oh,
exactly.
We're doing that now.
It's like, okay, Marvel, I see you.
So what's it gonna be? You think it's gonna be like X-Force versus Cable?
I think so, and then he'll join. once, because I think right now it's just a misunderstanding. Y'all, Chelsea done leaned back in her chair. Like,
I don't know about this whole
like I'm gonna let them talk because they told me we were talking about black lightning. CJ, and I see this is what you did wrong. You let me sit beside CJ.
I know. Next time, I'll go over there because I'm like, I don't know what y'all are talking about.
But I have been watching a lot of TV lately in anticipation of the mid-season shows. Now, I watch a lot of faux dramatic shows too, like manufactured dramatics, like Empire and Star, and they're coming back. And
I can't stand Empire. I can't stand that show.
Wait a minute, y'all. I'm about to take my jacket off because we're going to have a fight up in here.
I tried Star when it came out. Girl. And I was like, this is a lot.
And listen, not only that, the reason I'm still with Star, I'm sorry, I just cut you off, but go ahead because I'm going to write it down talking.
Well, it was like the beginning when she stabbed that guy and all of that. I was like, this is too much. Like, when does this happen? So I just kind of cut off.
When she stabbed Eddie Winslow.
Yes, it had to be Eddie.
Y'all know I had him in the video studio here. I got a picture of me all hugged up on Eddie Winslow. Yeah,
pull out that photo. I need to see.
I will. It's a pretty good photo. But he promised he'd come back. He was doing a play here, workshopping a play here. But I'm still with Star because I could not believe that it got a second season.
Me too.
I could not believe
After watching like four episodes, I was like, "Nah, this is not gonna last."
Because
at all.
It was so not good.
I mean, I thought that from the trailer, the TV trailer. Yeah. I was like, "Oh, this is trash."
Uh huh. It is.
Flips channel.
It's pure D trash, and I am right there for every minute of it. I'm like, what are they doing? But it's Queen Latifah and it's Benjamin Bratt, and both of them don't seem to realize the show they're on or that they're on the same show.
They're talking about some, this is my dance team. All sassy.
He said dance team. You're right, though.
Whatever they are.
Exactly, whatever they are. Because that's what it is. It's just like, it's like making the band is what it is.
That's valid.
Or
the show would be better if it just had Diddy, you know what I'm saying?
Right. There's still Diddy in there. Do you remember Pop Star?
No.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. I'm sorry, I forgot y'all are young. I'm young, too. You know, today is my 28th birthday. But
it's funny, is every year my mom turns 27.
Because that's the year you tie your knot and hang on, man. I'm just saying, when you get there, you'll understand. Okay. Just tie your knot. Because you'll turn 29, you're like, nah, I like 27. And just going to go right back there. But I went to 28 because, you know, starting getting a little gray. But I'm telling you, Star is on some other level of madness. And I seem to think that Lee Daniels basically said, listen, I made you all this money with Empire. I got this show over here, and it's got Queen Latifah in it. And if y'all get to keep Empire, you got to keep this. I think it's a two-for-one deal. I wish we were on video so you can see Chelsea's face.
I can't even get behind Empire anymore.
Well, I know, but I'm all in. Because you know what? I was all in at the beginning because it was just – it was something we had never seen.
Yeah,
I watched season one. I was like, okay. And then season two, I was like, really?
It was just Dynasty with black faces. So I was like, okay, season one, yes, let's do it. And then I found out that a Booker T. Washington Performance Arts School here, Elam, was one of the executive producers. So I was all in for it for that reason, too. But you know what? She gone, too. Oh. She's working for Shondaland now. She was working for Lee Daniels, and now she's the, I think she's the executive producer, maybe even the showrunner for Station 19 over on ABC. So I'm like, once she was gone, I kind of should have been gone too. And now I'm looking at the previews that are coming up, and I got to go back though, because like they're redoing Misery with Demi Moore. She has kidnapped Lucius and has him handcuffed to a bed. No, by his foot, by his ankle, and I think she's getting ready to hop on him.
See, it's too much.
Yeah, so I don't watch the show.
I like jumped in randomly. Whenever did he lose a leg? How did he lose a leg?
He lost a leg because his son set him up to get killed in a car explosion.
Okay, that's when I came back and he don't have a leg.
You told me Lucius lost a leg.
Yes.
I'm done.
See, I hopped back in. I was like, he doesn't have a leg. I'm not watching this any longer.
And they still do all like the concerts and everything?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
But actually, I'm going to say the music is less now because the music was starting to get intrusive.
Right, right.
You know, it really was starting to get intrusive. So the music is less now.
They were just so bad. Like, the songs were just so bad.
Yeah. Drip, drop.
That was a jam. Okay. I would sing that all the time whenever they perform that song.
Nah,
the
have you guys seen,
it's bad, but it's catchy.
Nah, has anyone seen Jessica Jones season 2 yet?
No.
Anybody watched that?
It's going to take me a while. Yet.
All right, then we're going to have to, whenever y'all get
to
that,
table
we're
going
to have to talk about this.
Okay, y'all, okay. We're going to be talking about Jessica Jones next time.
It has one of the worst TV show, like, fake songs I've ever heard.
Really? Is somebody performing? Or
yeah,
is
yeah,
like
one of the characters, like, performs, I don't want to spoil it, one of the characters performs, like, they do a flashback, like, when she was, like, a singer or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, oh, my goodness.
But see, I watch a lot of Disney, so I probably I've heard much worse. I haven't even heard this yet, but I know because I watch a lot of Disney. Okay, now, we were talking about all this TV stuff. And the cheering in here, I said cheering.
The children.
Cheering. So I mentioned that Byron Allen bought the Weather Channel today for $300 million. Now, most folks don't really care who bought it. They just walk around going, black owned, black owned. But to me, I remember when I was a little girl watching Byron Allen on one of my favorite TV shows called Real People, right? And they just went around the country and they found that actually the show was based somewhere, but they would send out correspondents to talk to people about their lives. Like if they did something really good, you know, hey, I bought 20 Easter candies for these poor children who didn't have any Easter candy. Mm-hmm. Then they talk to people about it or whatever. So it's a really good show. Now, and he's a comedian. So lately I had seen him like after hours TV, having these high-profile conversations with people on a show called The Entertainers. And then he had another comedic show. And now, oh boy, owns the Weather Channel. I don't know. Do y'all think he's building some sort of empire?
Look, all I know is we need to get the Family Guy. It gonna rain. We gotta get the anchor.
I just want to know what this means. Am I going to get my weather in a certain way? That's what I'm most concerned about.
Y'all, I think it's raining out there, but I'm not going out there because I just got my hair done.
Just open your front door, step out.
Right. Is that what you're thinking? You wrong for that.
It's exactly what I do, though. So
that is what you do. And you said Tommy was shady.
Well,
y'all, yeah. Tommy is the producer. We're going to have to deal with that later, but he's going to be mad at me.
Well, it is your birthday, so I guess I deserve it.
Happy birthday. Okay, thank you, Tommy. Yeah. Thank you, Tommy. And also, you're doing a little babysitting, so we good. We good.
Yeah, she's doing great.
Oh, good.
She's
thank
playing
you.
On her phone.
Y'all, my superhero is back there with Tommy, you know, producer Tommy.
Say hi, Faith.
Hi.
Say hi, Faith, again.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay, baby. How are you?
She can't hear you.
Okay. She's like, So, okay. Here's the thing. We got Black Lightning. Mm-hmm. We got Luke Cage. Okay. We got Black Panther. Who's got next?
I don't know.
It got real quiet.
You
in
know,
here.
I said last time I'm all for like the new Mosaic character that Marvel has introduced.
You think so?
Yeah, just think that he brings a unique dynamic of like multiple perspectives. Yeah. You know, he can jump into the body of a white guy. He can jump into the body of an Asian woman. You know,
and so it could be multi-culti every episode. Mm-hmm. And sometimes within the episode,
it's like an entity basically jumping.
I'm not sure. Like
Fallen, the movie.
I'm not sure how he got his powers. I don't remember that, but he's a character called Mosaic, and like his ability is basically possession.
That's
more
pretty
or
cool.
Less.
Yeah.
So like when he jumps in you, he also gains your memories.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be an interesting story that you.
Well,
could
you
tell.
Know, that's. Did you ever see the Black Panther that Reginald Hutland wrote? It was a motion comic DVD, and then BET aired it as a series.
I watched those on YouTube the other night.
Remember the bad dude who could, he would kiss somebody and transfer his essence into the person's body? Mm-hmm. So that was pretty interesting. I completely forgot about it, and I loved this duo when I was younger, Cloak and Dagger. They're getting ready to come on Freeform TV.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm a little... skeptical.
I've seen the trailer. I'm a little worried. Airing, yes,
because you know it's a Freeform show, and they have to maintain a certain standard of PG-ness.
I don't know. Did you ever see Pretty Little Liars?
Why would I have seen that?
Grownish is pretty.
Because they're more like Pretty Little Heifers.
Grownish is pretty, like, I'm kind of surprised with the Freeform with, like, the stuff that they say on the show, honestly. So,
in fact, the name Freeform, because they were ABC Family, yeah. but the change in name signaled a little bit of a change.
Yeah.
They can't shock people. Because, during the daytime, you can still go there and watch the Princess Diaries marathon.
Right.
But at night, they do some things.
So, Don, do you want to explain the power set of Cloak and Dagger for those who don't know?
Okay. Cloak is all dark and Dagger's all light.
Pretty much, basically.
And they work well together. Cloak can basically envelop you in complete darkness and kind of strip you of your senses or whatever.
The negative force, right?
Right, the negative force.
The dark force,
right?
It's called.
And he can move you through it and move you from one place to to the next, like teleportation almost through this space. Mm-hmm. And Dagger can blind you with light and use, she can actually physically manifest light to use it as a weapon.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to be honest. So I saw the preview for it, right?
Did you?
And I was like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Well, and I know why too, exactly.
And it was just, she was white, he was black, dark. And I was like, I don't feel this at all. I had no pretext of like what it was.
You know what's a Marvel show no one talks about?
Legion.
That's my favorite.
Legion.
I love Legion. That's one too. But Runaways, man.
I love Runaways.
Did you guys watch Runaways?
Yes, I watched Runaways.
Watched it.
That show was incredible.
Watch
it. Is it on Hulu?
Yes, it's on Hulu. And what they did, they were very smart with it. I'm going to tell you, I was salivating because they didn't dump it at once.
Yeah, they don't actually run away to the last episode.
Right.
I
actually find myself rewatching the first episode in anticipation for the next one to drop for the next week because I really like the show that much and I would just check and as soon as it hit my queue, I would watch it.
Yeah.
That's how good it is. Okay. And I was very surprised and it's so low key. There are so many shows that people aren't talking about that are superhero based. I love Legion. I love everything about it. I love Runaways. It's just like, and Preacher. Have you seen Preacher?
I haven't seen Preacher.
It
looks interesting,
good.
Though.
It's so good. And Ruth Negga is just awesome in it. I mean, there's so many that are based on graphic novels that aren't The Walking Dead that's worth watching.
Is it bad that I haven't, I'm like, 5 seasons behind in The Walking Dead.
I'm done. I'm not doing it.
It just Walking Dead's just so slow to me.
I'm going to tell you when I stopped with The Walking Dead. I had a realization one night while I was watching. So if half of the world's population had the zombie virus and actually had died and then come back to life and been the ravenous zombie, right? Does that mean that Mariah Carey is somewhere in her house bumping into furniture looking for brains?
That's absolutely what it means.
And nobody's told her.
I mean,
and she doesn't even know what's happening on the outside world. And after I came to the realization that some of our stars were zombified, I just couldn't watch it anymore. I was done.
See, I never started, so I don't know.
So somewhere there's a zombie, Shaquille O'Neal. I do not want
that
to
would be
him,
see
man.
What I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Somewhere there's a zombie Charles Barkley.
Oh, man.
And we just don't need to go there.
Shout out Charles Barkley, Auburn basketball.
Shout out.
I'm trying to think
about him. Can you tell I'm watching and listening to too much Jalen and Jacoby?
Mm.
I love those dudes. Look at Chelsea again.
Every time I think of Charles Barkley, I just think of his voice. And then the show he tried to do about race. And I'm like, that was about to be bad.
Everybody needs to have us as a consultant because you're right about the Cloak and Dagger. I immediately thought I liked it when it was as a comic book on the page with, because there's nuance you can have there that you can't have in a TV show.
Yeah.
And once you give me the visual of the TV show, it does strike that chord in me where I'm thinking, you're going all dark, black dude, all light, white, blonde girl, not just white girl, blonde girl, so that does say something without saying something.
Right. And the preview was just like no words. They were just like walking towards each other. And I was like, oof.
Yeah.
This is rough.
Do you guys have any expectations for the Titans TV show that's dropping soon?
Oh, I saw the casting. I can't with them. I'd rather watch my DC animated universe.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Young Justice season 3 about to drop soon.
See what I'm saying?
That's just like, I mean, I'm excited for this live action adaptation of Titans for two reasons. One, because, you know, we've never seen a live action Titans.
Yeah.
And two, is because anything's better than Teen Titans Go.
Stop it.
Anything is better than Teen Titans Go.
Faith is going to fight you. and Cyborg and Beast Boy singing Waffles.
Not my Titans.
Now, they make good songs.
# not my Titans.
But you know what? I like the other ones too. But this one, I don't know if it's because I have Stockholm Syndrome because I have like 50 episodes on the DVR because of Faith. But that's my little girl, y'all, the one who said hello earlier because of her. But the songs, whoever's writing the songs for that show, if they want to poke fun about a 90s R&B jam, dang it, if they don't write one and it's a good one. And you're like, what? And then Robin going for a driving lesson and he's cranking up the hip hop and just dancing and jamming. I mean, I get what they're doing is they're trying to introduce this new generation who are used to all this stuff thrown at the walls. And when I do go back and watch the old one, which they'll do that to you every once in a while, they'll have it like be a dream of the new ones. When I do go back and watch the old one, I miss it. I like it a lot. But that's why I have my DC animated movies. They just did the Lazarus Contract.
I watched. That is one thing that DC does better than Marvel.
Animated, yes.
Like Marvel's animated universe is a mess.
It's a mess. They got too many iterations out there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't keep up.
Keep it consistent, you know?
Yeah, keep it consistent. And I try because I ship Marvel, but
I think like DC with their animation, they have like a couple different like artists.
Yeah.
But like you can tell like which movies, like which artists did. You know?
So. And Dwayne McDuffie, RIP, you know, had a real good handle on what the story should be and what was adaptable for screen and what wasn't. And even after his death, they've been able to keep that because he had such a good handle on it. We're just talking now. I'm surprised Tommy hasn't told me to shut up yet. But
it's your birthday.
It is.
Oh, we'll be here all day then.
Thank you. No, we're not because I am going to someplace tonight for all you can eat catfish.
They got crawfish there too.
Treat yourself.
I hope so.
If so, let me know.
I will. I'll holler at you.
I don't got nothing to do tonight.
Wait, did y'all saw the app where you can like find crawfish? Like,
yes, I did see that. Find the sales on crawfish and stuff like that.
Ooh, or try Shell Shack in Uptown.
I've been to Shell Shack. It's not
a little pricey, but it's good.
It's not my favorite. My favorite place to go to seafood is Half Shells. It's not a Plaza. It's really, really neat, and it's like a Cheers. It's a bar and grill, but tiny, and it's in Highland Park. And the staff remembers me from when I used to come there in the late 90s. Isn't that something? Right? I didn't even know. I didn't even know it was still there. And I was like, I'm going to Half Shells. It's so good. Maybe I'll go there. Nope. All you can eat catfish. I'm going to Cotton Patch Cafe.
Oh, is that where it's at?
Well, yeah, from what I understand, the billboards have been mocking me for days.
Oh.
I didn't know
they were going to have, like...
I'm a Georgia girl. You say all you can eat and catfish in the same sentence, I'm there. That's just how that works. It is how it works. So, okay, what are our assignments before we reconvene? What are we going to... You're going to watch Runaways?
Yes. That's, I watch Runaways.
Okay,
yeah.
Chelsea's going to watch Runaways.
I need to watch the one episode of Black Lightning I have not seen. I need to catch up on that. And
the last episode was so good.
Don't spoil it. Dang. So what do you guys recommend? You know.
Let's all end with a recommendation. What you got?
Okay, the last show that I binged on Netflix was Girls Incarcerated. Highly recommend.
I am not watching.
Why?
Why?
Girls Incarcerated. Okay.
It's basically like Orange and New Black reality with teens, and it like it's a roller coaster of emotions. It's so good.
Have you guys seen the Santa Clara Diet?
Santa Clarita
I
Diet.
Yeah, yes, I love that show.
I have seen it.
So that's what I'm gonna binge tonight.
You're not gonna do it?
No.
It's really good. Though.
I watched the first episode. And I was like, no.
It's slow because at first I was like, what is this?
It
like,
just
but
dumb.
you just gotta keep watching. It gets better.
We really need a camera on Chelsea's face while we're here.
Just on her.
Yeah, just on her. Just on her.
We need a camera for when she does Millie Rock.
Bye, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, we think that she and Faith are going to do Millie Rock together.
Ooh,
yeah.
Get that on camera.
I know.
Collaboration.
So, I don't know. I recommend stuff all the time. God, it's my job, kind of.
Jessica Jones season 2. You guys need to watch that.
Okay. Jessica Jones.
Oh, Jessica Jones, yeah.
So, okay. Jessica Jones, you've got yours. And me, well, I think that I'm going to watch Trash. As much of it as humanly possible. starting with The Arrangement on the E! Network. Have you seen the show?
No, but you told me your theory of, like, who it's about.
Yes. And it's more than a theory. The Arrangement, basically, this actor, this action star, is aligned with this Institute of the Higher Mind. And
AKA Scientology.
Right. They handpick, they claim it's an audition for a movie, but they're really auditioning for his wife.
Now I just have, like, a vision of Tom Cruise, like, sprinting across, like, a soccer field or something in my brain now.
Well, they mean for you to think that, but I am so going to watch it. A Dallasite is in the lead role, Josh Henderson, I am all in. And episodes go by so fast because it's utterly trash. But that's what I do sometimes when I'm celebrating my birthday. So I watch some trash. Yeah. So, all right, Tommy, I'm going to call it a day again. This is Dawn Breaks from the Hip. Today I have CJ Holmes and Chelsea Watkins, who you will be hearing from more and more because you're coming back, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
See, you heard it here. It's on wax. All right. Follow us at Still From the Hip on Facebook and Twitter. And I'm Dawn Burks. And in fact, just come to DallasNews.com. You can find us all because we're three flies in a bowl of milk. Bye.